extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by... Hey, Jen. What's wrong?
Ugh, I just got off a sales call with someone who was trying to pitch me something, but this time I actually wanted the product, and they just wouldn't listen.
So I'm guessing that this brillante salesperson didn't close the deal.
No chance.
You know, they needed my little ebook of how to listen. It's available right now, and it's free. This little book is a wake-up call in sales that your silver tongue and gift of gab will not cut it anymore. Prospects need to feel listened to, or you can kiss your commission goodbye. When you talk, you can't hear customers' thoughts and opinions. This free ebook will give you the insight to find out the genuine buying motive of your customer every time. Click the link in the show notes and get started.
I'm sorry, what'd you just say?
Hello, Doug Branson here, producer of Sell or Die. Today we've got a fantastic Sell or Die Extra in store for you. Our guest on this Sell or Die Extra is Adam Chin. Now, if you don't know who Adam Chin is, but you've been following Jeffrey Gitomer for a long time now, you probably know about Adam Chin's work. Adam Chin was the original director of production for Jeffrey Gitomer and by Gitomer. So if you were a part of Train 1, or maybe you saw some of Jeffrey Gitomer's early YouTube videos, then you definitely know what Adam Chin is capable of. But what you probably don't know is that Adam Chin went on to have a very successful career and still continues to have a very successful career post Jeffrey Gitomer. So Adam Chin recently came by the studio to talk with Jeffrey about that, and they relived some of the glory days as well. So stay tuned for some behind-the-scenes looks at Jeffrey Gitomer back in the early 2000s.
Are we recording, guys?
Of course we're recording. We always record.
All right. So, Jeffrey, you played a really neat trick on me when I was in my early 20s when I first met you.
Back when you were fat?
Back when I was fat and had hair.
Got it.
And was stupid, generally.
No, you were smart.
I was smart. Didn't know it yet. It was raw material. It was like a raw
right out of college.
Athlete with no
right
tools.
Right out of college.
Right out of school.
Right.
But you had this really interesting trick, and you played this trick on a lot of people. You still do it to this day.
Ooh.
Okay. What you do is you get people where they are by talking about sales. They have a sales question. They have sales information they want to learn, mm-hmm. and they come and seek you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you backdoor personal development.
That's correct.
You backdoor it.
Well, I just explained to them that no matter what I teach them, if they have the wrong attitude, they're not going to get it. If you have a sense of entitlement, or you're got a bad attitude because you're in a bad relationship, or you don't have enough money, or your boss is a jackass, you're not going to listen. And you're certainly not going to learn. Your concentration, which is a Napoleon Hill word from 1917, your concentration is going to be lacking to a point where you will fail to get the message, number one, and you will blame somebody else for not getting the message.
As you say in your talks, you say, you know, you're going to be a better salesperson by becoming a better person. You know, it wasn't just you saying these things that got me so inspired. Yeah, the messages were great, but it's seeing you live the example. And I've told this story a couple of times. First time on this podcast is one day you had been on the road something like 40 or 50 days. I have no idea how many cities it had been. And you had a shoot with us because you had a little window where you had to get a few video promos shot. And you could only do it at like 6 a.m. And so I was tired as a 21-year-old guy. I was tired coming in at 5:30, getting everything set up. And I'm thinking, this guy must be exhausted. And I was like, okay, I have to go upstairs and I have to get Jeffrey and let him know that we're ready. And I'm thinking, I'm going to see a zombie up there. I'm going to see someone who's just, you know, just has no energy whatsoever. I go knock on the door. and open the door, and it's dark in there. You're behind your computer. You're awake. And I say, Jeffrey, hey, listen, I know you're tired and everything, and you know, we have a shoot. We're ready for you. And it takes a second, and then you look up, and you go, Adam, yes, let's do it, baby. Adam Booby, let's do it. Right. And I'm just thinking, what just happened? Who is this person? This person is well into their 50s, early 60s, and they have this tremendous energy. Like, that's a way of looking at the world that I had yet to ever experience before you.
I never realized that I was old. Still don't. It's a, you know, you're as old as you feel. It's fucking bullshit. You surround yourself with people who are smart and not got a lot of baggage, not a lot of curmudgeonism, and you start to win. I learned it from my children and my grandchildren, but it's all about how you feel. It's all about how you react to what's happening to you. And I wake up in the morning and I'm enthusiastic about a new idea or a new thing or a new essay or a new book or a speech that I'm about to give. And that's what keeps you rolling.
Well, in linguistics, they call this framing. You know, the concept of framing, of course, I'm sure your audience understands this. It's the lens in which you're going to take a particular scenario and I'm going to look at it through this particular box. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can take this frame and I can frame it this way. And all of a sudden, it's 5:30 a.m. and this asshole 22-year-old guy is knocking on my door. Get out of here. I'm tired, you know, or I'm just like, why do I have to do this, right? But no, I'm going to frame it over here and see the opportunity and see that this is an amazing place. I have this studio downstairs where I can record amazing messages and
still
reach
here.
People. It's still here, right? It's just a way of framing that. And if you have that tool in your toolbox, you call it attitude and you know, a lot of people call it either, you know, we call it in the company that I started, we'll talk about that later, we call it story interpretation. Mm-hmm. But it's a way of reframing how we look at things in a way that we can, again, start seeing everything. You know, so because once, you know, how you see one thing is often how you see many other things.
Right. Your lens is either inverted or not. And if you're looking at shit and it's upside down, it's not going to look real good to you because you're going to feel like, well, A, they don't pay me enough, or B, my boss is a jerk, or C, this isn't what I really want to do. I'm not successful at it the way I want to be successful. And that person will never be successful at it. They're going to piss and moan all the way to the next job, all the way to the next job. Once you're pissed off on the outside, it's a reflection of that you're pissed off on the inside. And until you can get rid of that inner pissed offness, I don't know what they call it, but you know, it's inner Ralph. And you're a product of your own environment. And the worst part is, and I give this in my seminars, you're blaming other people for the shit that you should just take responsibility for.
Yeah, and that's if you, so I studied CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and one of the great concepts in CBT is they call the things that you just addressed, examples you gave, those are goals for other people. So you're saying that asshole at work is doing this. Mm-hmm. Essentially we're saying is that if he would change, then I would be happier.
Bingo.
That's a goal for another person. And you know, I'm a big sports fan, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine what the advanced stats are for goals for other people that have succeed, right? Is it like 0.0001% of goals I set for other people that actually happen?
Unless you're a Phillies fan and then it's flatline. Okay.
Or Hornets fan. Right. I have to go a little heel in the Hornets here. Anyway, so, So this it's interesting. So what you've had my business partner Mark on the show before, and one of the things that we've noticed is that with language, just like those things you said, those examples you gave earlier, if you know this guy at work, he's making me feel terrible. Okay, well no. That guy is not in control of your feelings. Okay, you listen. Okay, your focus in this sentence is on another person. That's not you. Take out the other person's name. Put in the I. I'm making me feel terrible, right? Is that accurate or is that inaccurate?
Totally accurate.
You're in control of your feelings. You're making yourself feel really terrible. Congratulations.
Yeah, either way to go.
Accept it or deny it.
And you can fix it literally in a minute.
Yeah.
But it takes you have to start on the road. You can't just all of a sudden get to that end point. It takes time to be able to train yourself to be the person that you're supposed to be. I learned one thing in college. My history professor, modern European history professor, I had one of those guys that had the little white foam at the side of his mouth, you know?
Yeah.
You can, if you've been to college, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He said, as I was fading in and out of consciousness one day, the date in history doesn't matter. What happened in response to that date, that's history. And so you look at something like that we'll all know about, 9/11, we're still responding to that. It's still making history. So think about, don't worry about the date, worry about the outcome, worry about the response, and that will teach you how to be a better human being. Because if you respond negatively, you're going to become a negative person, period. You're going to march in the street about all the shit that's not right. In the meantime, you can't make a car payment. Like, dude, that's not what life is about.
Yeah.
What life is about is first become successful, then tell me what's wrong.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know, keep your own closet clean.
Well, that's what Jordan Peterson's become very popular now because he says, clean your room. I mean, that's a very basic thing. Get your room clean, right? And although he's controversial in some ways, that message is, you know, who could argue with it, right?
Nobody can. My statement has always been people who live in tin houses shouldn't throw can openers.
Yeah.
In that way, it makes it much easier to understand.
Well, to your point about reaction, one of the things that I really loved that you said early on when I was here with you in the studio is that you said back in the day, you would say, it's not about what happens after the smoke clears, it's what happens as the smoke clears.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you react in that moment, right? And so, again, this is where we have to start. This is what we have to work ahead of time on how we frame things, on how we look at the world, our attitude, how we train ourselves cognitively to be able to confront and succeed in those challenges before they happen. We have to have the tools now, so when we have those scenarios pop up in our lives, we're ready and we're practiced. So check this out. So you backdoor personal development through sales.
Yes.
Someone like Dave Ramsey, you know, he'll backdoor personal development through personal
money.
Finance.
Yeah.
Money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a smart guy, by the way.
Smart guy. Yeah, real smart guy. Very good
totally.
At what he does. Whereas we're now backdooring it through fitness. What we've noticed, and I'm working with a guy who's a big influencer in the CrossFit space, and he's our business partner, Mike Bledsoe. You know, he saw this personal development as part of CrossFit or as part of functional fitness from an earlier time. He said that, you know, he came to me and said, Adam, if I never show another person how to squat again, it'll
You're
be totally fine.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, it's totally, because the people that I train, the people that I coach, their true issue is their approach to life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their lens, their framing, as we've talked about earlier. And what I want to do is give them the tools to be able to stay fit, regardless of what that definition of fitness is for their life, for the rest of their life.
Just keep this in mind, diehards. All the people that we've talked about today, including me and Adam sitting at the microphone, have at our core, no matter what the subject is, no matter what the expertise that you're trying to learn is, it's all about the foundation that you've built in the way you dedicate yourself to the way you think in order to be able to be the best you possibly can be, the happiest that you possibly can be, and ultimately the wealthiest you possibly can be. It's all about your personal development, not just what you're trying to get good at. So we will leave you with that. And
hey, hit me up at adam@enlifted.me. I have to sell, right? Always be closing.
Okay.
Hit me up at adam@enlifted.me.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Yeah.
Enlifted spelled like this, ENLIFTED.me. And I'll hook you up with a coupon code, $147 course is the usual price. I'll give it to you for $99. Hit me up.
Cool.
Sales. Always be closing. Hey, ask for the sale. I sat in that studio how many years getting this
true.
Message?
That's true. That's
it's a great course. I'm very excited about it.
That's very true.
You'll be too.
You know,
you're not an athlete.
Adam learned how to be a salesperson literally by osmosis, sitting in the studio and editing hours and hours and hours worth of stuff from not just me, but from all the people that we had in the studio. The Ray Liones of the world, the Ty Boyds of the world, the
Harvey
Dennis
McKay.
Whitley, Harvey McKay's of the world. Yeah, they all came through the studio and they all gave their version of their message, which always had at its core You got to have a great attitude. You got to believe you can. You got to work on yourself harder than you work on your job. And with that, diehards, with my quasi-son Adam, I wish you adieu. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.